Welcome back to Explore Pirkei Avos. Today we will explore Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11, which states as follows. Rabbi Lazar HaMedoy
says,
HaMechalel Es HaKotchim, someone who disgraces a sacrifice, VaMevazeh Es HaMoyedoy, someone who disgraces the Yomim Tovim, actually more specifically, talking about Chol HaMoyed, the intermediate day, someone who doesn't treat them properly. Someone who embarrasses someone else in public, and then lists a whole other list of stuff, and then it finishes off. Even though he has with him a lot of Torah and good deeds, he has no portion in the world to come. And the Mefarshim ask why? Why these things specifically does a person lose their portion in the world to come? What does it mean to lose? Losing your portion in the world to come means you didn't just do something wrong. It means you totally failed in your mission in this world. It means you're totally cut off. It means you totally lost your way. You didn't achieve anything you were supposed to achieve. And the question is why? This person learned Torah. This person did mitzvahs. Okay, so they did a few things wrong. Especially if you look at what it's talking about. Like, for example, disgracing the festival. It's not even talking about the actual festival. It's talking about Chol HaMoed, which is sort of the intermediate days. It doesn't say if someone doesn't keep Shabbos, they lose their portion of the world to come. Shabbos is extremely important, more important than Chol HaMoed. So if you embarrass someone in public, it says if you embarrass someone in public, it says if you've murdered them. Even murder itself, the Mishnah doesn't say that. So why would embarrassing someone in public have that severity that you lose your portion of the world to come? And I want to focus on that last one, V'amalgun pnei chaveiroi berabim, someone who embarrasses someone in public. And the answer that's given is that, why were we created? What is our mission? Our mission is to bring honor to Hashem in this world. L'chvoydi barasiv, Hashem says, I created you from my honor, to bring an awareness of Hashem's presence in this world. These things are not just things that someone is doing something wrong. These things is in direct conflict with bringing honor to Hashem in this world. In fact, it's, so to speak, disgracing Hashem in this world. For example, treating Chol HaMoed lightly is not just doing something wrong. It means I don't care about it. The expression is v'amevazeh, you disgrace it. But I want to focus on the last point there. Someone who embarrasses someone else in public, what is so wrong with that? Because we know that every human being is created b'tzelem elokim, in the image of God. When you embarrass someone else in public, it's not just you're embarrassing another human being. It means you're not treating the tzelem elokim properly. You're not treating the image of God properly. It means you have an absolute, total disregard for the honor of Hashem. It means you've totally failed in what you came down here to do. We came down here to honor God, to bring honor to Hashem, to make a kiddush Hashem. V'amalbim mechaveri berabim is the biggest chilul Hashem, because it means that you're taking something which is b'tzelem elokim and totally disgracing it. So this Mishnah is teaching us the importance, again, a lot of Pirkei Avos is teaching us, the importance of how to treat other people. Treating other people is not just treating other people nicely. It's, so to speak, treating Hashem properly. When you look at another person, you're supposed to see the image of God within them, the soul, the tzelem elokim, which is in them, and befitting to that, you're supposed to treat them in a proper way and in a respectful way. Have a wonderful day.